Back away from the speakers. Here we go.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it.
The Dubious and Tech Technology segment brought to you by Big Fatty Online. You need to know something about technology. Sure, why not? I feel like, here's the thing. I feel like Tom of Tom and Terry, like, sends Fatty a new theme song, like, every day. So I feel like I have to, you know, keep varying my things so that Fatty can steal them.
Is he going to send us a theme song? You know, it's technology time.
Yeah.
It's technology time.
Yeah. Tom Chicago.
Come on, everybody. Let's listen.
Do Adam and Daniel talk about technology. But mainly Daniel, because Adam doesn't necessarily know what he's talking about all the time. But that's okay. You can ask him anyway. It'll make him feel better. It's technology transfer time. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Fatty can steal them.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2201 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 5th of July, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Yo, we're gonna choose the winner of the iAudit contest. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Fethers. Big Fatty, a Feth is not nearly enough for the old gal. No, it's not a handle. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it's back to the coal mine today. And y'all, I gotta say, Big Fatty, and you said it well. But anyway, y'all, I thought I would start off today by telling you how my Sunday evening and my 4th of July went. Big Fatty, it won't take long. Not much happened. It's true. After I recorded, I talked to the Hats. And y'all, they were having some sort of hootenanny in their neighborhood. They'll have the hamburger and hot dog cookout. It's the clubhouse, and everybody was supposed to bring a little something. No, they weren't. They were gonna have barbecue sandwiches. And everybody's supposed to bring a little something. And my mother was on part of the planning. Y'all, she loves a planning committee. Big Fatty, who doesn't love a planning committee? But anyway, y'all, it's good because it keeps her busy. Yes, Big Fatty, your orange hat would think so. Also, keeps her out of his hair. Well, what little he's got to be, Fatty. So they were going to have the barbecue sandwiches and all, and everybody's going to bring something. And y'all, then the town they live in, they were going to have the fireworks. And y'all, they noticed, I think it was last year, maybe the year before, that right outside the Hats' garage on the little street, the cul-de-sac, big, anyhow, French provincial of you, y'all is one of the best viewing areas. So my mother has decided that they're gonna set up chairs for the neighbors, and she's gonna pop some popcorn for them to watch the fireworks. Big Fatty, they're gonna be up late tonight because the fireworks aren't starting till 9:30. I know that's a good hour and a half after Final Jeopardy. Yes, Big Fatty. And so anyway, Big Fatty, after I talked to them, y'all, I had me some supper. Big, what did I have for supper? Big Fatty, we don't remember. But anyway, y'all, I watched some stuff on the TV machine to include the Big Brother. Yeah, I guess, and y'all, they had the, They had the end of the Head of Household competition. Now, y'all, these are spoilers if you hadn't seen the Sunday night episode. But that Paulie, y'all, he is, I'm going to tell you something. He is, he's super hot. Big Fatty, not as hot as the weather in Charleston. Well, he's very close, but he's super hot. And he won the Head of Household, and y'all, then he nominated that Bronte. Y'all, that Bronte, oh, Bronte, oh, it's Bronte. What the, you know. And Paul, he's the rocker dude. He nominated them, and y'all, then they had the what do you call it? Big Fatty, we don't know. Oh, the Big Brother Roadkill. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the Roadkill competition proved how stupid most of them in the house are. Y'all, it's just stupid. It's all I've got to say. And y'all, they've had the veto competition. Big Fatty, don't reveal that. That's not going to be told until Wednesday night. Oh, I won't. No. Y'all, and then I was simultaneously recording during the Big Brother app, the Family Feud, the Celebrity Family Feud. So y'all, I started watching the recording of it, and I'd skip through the commercials. And y'all, by the time I got through the Family Feud and the Pyramid and the Match Game, I was caught up to real time by just cutting the commercials out. So there was an hour of commercials in those three shows. Anyway, but the Pyramid was good. Y'all, the match game, y'all, I really like this one because y'all, they're having to bleep them out so much, but y'all, it's if you're not watching the Sunday night quiz programs, y'all, you need to put them in your VRC. Yes, Big Betty.
It's Gus Chad's June I-Arted contest on the Big Fatty Show. It's Gus Chad's June I-Arted contest on the Big Fatty Show. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and mail in that art from now until the end of June, but certainly do not ever, under any circumstance, email it before June 1st, because we want to see who has got even the smallest amount of artistic ability. It's Gus Chad's June I-Arted contest on the Big Fatty Show. Let's mail that shit in.
That is correct. And
God, this one was really hard.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Digga and Digga. Woodhaven to you, too. Y'all, once again, a big thank you to Gus Chad and to Digga for our June contest. Gus Chad sponsored the contest and provided the huge prize. Y'all, and it's cash money. Digga, your bumpers are legendary. And Big Fatty, we're not going to hear from him anymore. Before we get into the winner of the contest, y'all, you know Digga has a new sideline doing the comedy stand-up. And y'all, I think with enough prodding, maybe we can get him to call into the BFO and give us a try out some new material on us. And y'all, if you're interested in hearing Digga, try out some of his material here on the BFO, y'all, just give a call to 224-BIG-TWAT. That's 224-BIG-TWAT, or you can e-letter him or send him a Twitty or whatever. But Digga, we'd love to hear from you. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, we had 23 entries. I'm just going to go down go down the list of who entered again. We had Baron Frosty, Miss Bacon, Brian in the J-Pan Mexico sent in two, Eric Brock, the number one funky homo sent in two, Bacon Bits sent one in, Miss Bacon sent another one in, Gus Chad contributed, the Danbury's, even though I think it's Danbury Jr. that sent, yeah, it's Big Fatty. Gus Chad sent us three more, IC Greg sent an entry, the Flopfo, Lamont Cranston, the Laughing Buddha, Eric Brock again, two more from Miss Bacon, another from the Flopfo, and our final one that was posted yesterday at the BFO was that Dennis in the Colorado. So y'all, I have got a random number generator on the cellular telephonic device, and y'all, I'm going to activate it now, and we're gonna see who is the big winner. Yes, Big Freddy, this is exciting. Can I push the button? Yes, you can. Oh, Big Fatty, this is exciting. And now, y'all, Poodle is going to push the... I've entered numbers 1 through 23 in the random number generator. Poodle is going to push the button. And y'all, rather than announce who the winner is, y'all, I think that at noon today, we will repost the picture. We'll repost the picture of the artwork that is the winner. Big Fatty, I think that's a lovely idea. All right, Poodle, are you ready? Yes, Big Fatty, let's push the button now. Oh, Big Fatty, I am, oh, that's lovely. Well, y'all, we will have the picture. We will have the picture of the winner of the June I Audit contest, and y'all, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna tell you right now. The winner is going to receive a cash prize of 102. I say chew dollars. Big Fatty, that's huge. It's huge. And Gus Chad chose that amount because he said that that's one of the ointments sold for. Something I don't remember exactly. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. I'm not prepared. It was something about the ointment. So y'all, at noon today, go over and see who the big winner is. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I realize I got off track and forgot to finish telling you about what I... Big Fatty, what else is new? Y'all, during the Big Brother app, y'all, I made my Italian Mussolini spaghetti and put it in the cracker pot. And y'all, I cooked it overnight. You know, just I put the mushrooms and the onions and the spices and the ground meat and the tomatoes, the crushed tomatoes in there. And y'all just cooked it overnight, y'all. And it smelled so good here in the villa while I was watching the quiz programs. Y'all got up on... Monday morning, and y'all, I was a dollar a dollar. I was a 10 o'clock scholar. Big Fatty, you up before 10 o'clock? It's true, I was. I woke up about 7 a.m. in the morning, but you know, y'all, even 7 a.m. in the morning, that's not bad for sleeping in. And I rolled back over. I didn't get out of the love chamber until probably about I don't know, almost 9 o'clock. Big Fatty's probably about 8:30, and y'all, I had my coffee and had a little brofkas and read the newspaper, and y'all, then I decided I needed to celebrate, declare my independence from a soiled sheets. Big Fatty, so y'all, I washed the sheets on my bed and on the guest bed. Big Fatty, are we having company? Well, maybe. So those are done. And then I put my clothes. Ooh, I put my underpants in the Big Fatty, nobody believes you wear underpants. I don't. But y'all, I had the Kohl's cash that I had to spend by Monday. So, y'all, I got my share, and y'all, I was off to the Kohl's, and y'all, I didn't really need anything, but I had $30 in Kohl's cash, and 15% off, and so y'all, I was walking around, y'all, they had end-of-the-season nice dress slacks for work, and y'all, I just decided I was gonna get me another pair of nice dress slacks. Big Fatty, that's lovely. And y'all, they were $65 pants, on sale for $35. I had decided that I needed to have something that costs $36 to get the 15% off and use the Kohl's cash to pay nothing. So I found a pair of slacks that I liked, and so I got those, and I was walking around. Y'all, they're having the gold star clearance. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, they had one rack that was 90% off. And y'all, it was a winter sweater, with a collar on it, a high collar on it and everything. Y'all, it was an $85 sweater, 90% off, so it was $8.50. So y'all, I said, you know, I'll wear that, and it looked really nice. So so I've got $130 regular price. Y'all, I paid $12.43 and I saved $138.54. Big Fatty! And y'all, I got to use my Kohl's cash before it expired. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like Granny, use it before it expires. And y'all, then on the way back to the villa, I thought I needed to get some gas. Big Fatty, you've got plenty of gas. We don't need any extra gas. No, petroleum. Oh, that's very different. So y'all, I went by the Sam's Club, and y'all, I filled up the Ford Escape. $1.78 a gallon. Big Fatty, has it dropped again? I think it has dropped again. It was all right there at $2 there for a while, but y'all, it's come back down. So $1.78 a gallon, and $12 for $130 worth of clothes. I think that was it. Big Fatty, you declared your independence from paying high prices. It's true. And I've decided I'm not gonna cook my ribs on the grill yet. I'm gonna wait and do that later in the week, since I've got that Italian Mussolini spaghetti, and I still got chicken bazooms also. Big Fatty, you've got onion pie. Y'all, I tried to get y'all, you know, when I made the onion pie, it makes two. And so I made the second one. Y'all, I tried to give Miss Kitty half of it. And oh, no! 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 We will not take the onion pie. So I've got the onion pie still. So anyway, y'all, and then I started watching some more of it's not the Shark Tank, y'all, but it's the Beyond the Shark Tank. And this is when they follow up with people after they leave, make a deal in the Shark Tank, and the sharks come and they get down to the nitty gritty. Yes, Big Fatty, the nitty gritty. I've been enjoying that. And y'all, I've got a secret supplier of a show from Northern Mexico that I need to sit down and wait. Yes, Big Fatty, we love to watch those Northern Mexican shows. I'm surprised they sent it to you, since you forgot to mention Northern Mexico day. Well, I did play the national anthem. Well, that's true. You're probably on their good side again. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, now a reminder, go over to the BFO at noon Eastern Daylight Time today and see who the big winner of the huge cash money prize is. And winner, if you'll get in touch with our big hoarder, then I'll make arrangements to get the cash money prize to you. Y'all, at the beginning of today's, and don't forget, call 224 Big Twat to get Digger to call in some of his material. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions, and Big Fatty, aren't they on hiatus? Well, Daniel, explain.
Fatty can steal them.
Oh, Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.